What's happening, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Avery Speaks. Avery Speaks can be heard on Anchor, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many other platforms. On today's episode, I will speak about America and its hatred for black men and women. And I also will speak about slave catchers and the police. So stay tuned. I'll be right back. We must not forget that America was built on hatred, racism, slavery, segregation, and just pure hate for black men, women, and children. You know, in 1882 through 1962, when black people were lynched, I mean, white people used to get together like if it was a party. They had this event called Pick a Nigger, where they would pick a black man or a woman and hang them and bring out their families with church clothes on, like in their Sunday's best. It'd have white women and children out there eating sandwiches, drinking their favorite drinks, and celebrating the hanging and the lynching of black people. So we must not forget how violent America was and how violent it still is. You know, a lot of people will say, oh man, black people, we fear you. We are not savages. We weren't out hanging people. You know, we weren't out celebrating the killing and the lynching of human beings. So, you know, and a lot of us are acting like we're shocked that the police are murdering black men. But if you know your history, there was a thing called slave catchers. And that's how the police forces were formed. Slave catchers would wear badges just like the police. And it was started in South Carolina. And what they would do, they would go out and catch the slaves, the runaway slaves, hang them, a so-called discipline them for running away so they wouldn't run away anymore. And in today's world, 2020, we have cops on the police force that want to carry on that tradition of being a slave catcher and still view black people as slaves. So instead of us having these cotton plantations, we have these prison systems. And these prison systems, these cops, these so-called slave catcher mentality cops, still see us as slaves and will put false charges on us to put us in prisons. Or they will see us in the street and try to murder us because they don't see us as human. They still see us as slaves. So we have to really look at the reality of the mentality of hatred in America and how we are viewed. We cannot turn a blind eye just because we think we're successful, we making a little money, driving nice cars. That doesn't mean anything. We still are viewed as slaves. And until we get these laws changed in the police department, really, I think we should just get rid of the police department as a whole and police ourselves, because that's what we used to do. So please read up on your history and understand why the police departments are the way they are today. I saw a video today that really tore my heart up. It was in Midland, Texas, where the police pulled over a young 21-year-old black male. They said that he ran a stop sign, but if you look at the body cam of the video, it looks like he stopped cautiously at every stop sign because he realized that a cop was behind him. So he was headed to his grandmother's house. So he pulled in the driveway of his grandmother's house for safety. And he was terrified because of all the killings of young black men and just black men, period, in America. And the cops got out of their cars with guns drawn. This young kid was crying. He laid on his stomach and put his hands out, telling him that, you know, he's afraid. He's afraid he's going to get murdered. He's afraid his 90-year-old grandmother came out of her house with her cane, stood over his body because she was afraid he was going to get shot. Now, mind you, this is supposed to be a simple traffic stop. The young man was smart and pulled into his grandmother's home because he wanted to be in a safer environment because he was scared he was going to get killed. So the cops were so aggressive that they kept begging him to walk up to the police cars, but he had guns drawn on him. He didn't have any weapons. This is a traffic stop. You know, where at a traffic stop you're supposed to have guns drawn on you when it's just for a so-called running the stop sign. You understand what I'm saying? So the cops were so aggressive that they approached him with their guns while he was laying on his stomach and pushed his 90-year-old grandmother down. And this was so ridiculous. And, you know, we got to protect ourselves. We can't just stand there and watch bad cops cause trauma on our families. You know, we got to call 911 so we can have other police come out there, and hopefully one of those police can police the police, you know. But we got to stop this. I mean, we're just being treated like slaves in this country, and it has to stop. I know many of you have seen all of the protests around the world for justice for George Floyd. And these protests around the world are happening because people are tired of the hatred that America has for black people, period. They're tired of seeing that. They're tired of seeing black men get murdered week after week after week. And if you're a white American and you were living in a bubble and you just didn't think that America was this bad, please do your research. And after you do your research, join the fight in helping to change these laws so that black Americans will be treated like human beings instead of being hunted in the streets like animals. Thanks again for joining me on another episode of Avery Speaks. Remember, Avery Speaks can be heard on Anchor, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, and many other platforms. And also remember that I'm a best-selling author of 6 books. So please visit AveryWashington.com to order your autographed copies. Or if you want to buy books on Kindle, you can visit Amazon and download your books from Amazon. So until next time, peace and blessings.